Okay, see if I can make my way through the maze. Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Am I on? Hello. Am I on? Can you hear me? Hello, hello. Who's gonna behave themselves? Can you hear me? Does that need to be turned up? Do I need to be turned up? Hello, 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 hello. Okay, so hey, Don, everyone else asked me to have you quiet down now. It was Brooke. funny, it sounded like your voice to me, but okay, settle down. Here we are. Welcome back to Tom and Cheryl, and I'll just mention again, if you weren't here last Sunday, we have three new names on the memorial plaque out there, including Carl and Brad and Carolise, so take a look at that. And let's see. Why are you looking at me like that, Shannon? Okay. I guess. All right. So Jamelyn is with us this morning also. Hi, Jamelyn. And if you haven't noted before, she's got her picture on the bulletin board out there with her hair like that. And we need Wayne and Chaney to stand up, please. And we warned you, and you still came back despite our warning, so it's his fault. Well, that's okay. I guess we... All right. Wayne and Chaney, based on your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, we welcome you as part of our church family. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. You belong to us. So there you go.
Well, okay. Aren't you a brave soul?
I am. Yep. Welcome. Thank you. Yes, okay. Well, that's probably half the reason I'm leaving. Ooh, ouch.
I thought I was doing better than that.
Well, and he's the other half. Oh, boy. Feel the love. Feel the love. Feel the love. All right. Okay, so anyone with a colored bulletin insert? Seriously? This is not right. Jamelyn, I think there's some cahoots going on here. And Cheryl, now this one we can agree on. We love you both. You're both special. We're glad you're both here today. All righty. Sean was outside. Guess he's still outside. So anyway, I was going to welcome Sean, but forget that. I guess that's it. Let's see what we got for upcoming events, shall we? What do we got here? Bible study Wednesday night, John 3, verse 7 following. Be here, we will be here. Lord willing, and the rapture doesn't happen and leave some of you behind. Ooh, that was good. Okay, next Sunday, please return your pouches. We've got another Sunday. Some three of you already have, and thank you very much. The Lord bless you for that. And others of you will still be bringing them in toward the Good Samaritan Inn. Next Sunday, there he is. There he is, still pointing the way. Do I understand the true temple? Hollis is going to try to help us to understand the true temple. All righty. Yep. And on front of your bulletin, this is Church Renewal Sunday from Second Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Anyone feel like they're outwardly wasting away? Yet inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Yes? So we're thankful for that perspective, and we are renewed together today in the Lord. Let's thank Him for that as we begin. Father, we do thank You that outwardly we're all wasting away. Inwardly, we can be renewed day by day as we invite your spirit back in moment by moment. Thank you that we can share that experience together as we come into your house, and we just open our hearts again and anew, wider today, to receive you, to share the love that you have given us through your Son, Jesus. And we want to honor and glorify him in everything we share together today, according to your blessing and your favor. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. All righty. He didn't drop it. I knocked it out of his hand. Bully, yeah, that's me. Okay, well, for our message today, it's the annual business meeting. Aren't you excited? We're going to share some good stuff today. Alan, please.
I liked watching them pick up them pennies. That was pretty cool. Little family things like that makes the church too. Okay, our meeting's in order, I guess. If I say so, I guess it has to happen because you're trusting me to be the speaker so far. So, God bless each one of you. I appreciate you. I love you all. God loves you much deeper than I can. Every single one of you, he loves. There's one thing I need to say about voting. Anybody can vote if they've been here at least 6 months and you're 16 years of age or older. That's the requirements for voting. And we'll have a couple ballots later on. Don and I are both being renewed for a 3-year term. We've agreed to do it. It's up to you to go from there. You don't have to accept me, you know. But we're willing to work. Appreciate you, Don. So that'll be coming up a little later. Right now I'd like to read the minutes. As you know, Sue had knee replacement. And Duane says she's doing pretty good. She's getting up and around, so praise God for that. So I'll read the minutes she's written last year. Last year we met at February 9th, 2020. Pastor John Pomeroy opened with prayer. Alan Osborne called meeting to order. Alan introduced board members. Alan Osborne is chairman. Lynn Cogshell is vice chairman. Susan Byers is secretary. Anita Byers, treasurer. Mike Byers has a voting seat. Don Larson has a voting seat. Alma McChesney has a voting seat. Now, those with voting seats, they actually empower whatever is done. Basically, I and John and Kathy were kind of advisors, as well as Hollis. He hasn't missed any meetings, so we're kind of advisors, and we bring the proposals, but it's really the voting members that really give it the final acceptance. Susan read minutes from 2019 business meeting. Lula moved to accept minutes as read. Beth Ann Williams second. Motion carried. Anita went over the church's proposed budget of $46,536 for 2020. Helping Hands Healing Hearts proposed budget of $43,265. Beth Ann Williams moved to accept both budgets. Mike Williams second. Motion carried. At that time, a year ago, two positions on the board were up for election. Vice Chairperson and Treasurer Linda and Anita hold these seats, agreed to remain in their positions. Mike Williams moved for them both to remain in their positions. Beth Ann, second. Motion carried. Alan went over the past year, what church has been doing. All the families, children that come to this church are loved and cared for, everyone. We are all equal and loved by Christ. This church is a very giving church, not only financially, but physically. We're busy in a lot. We still are busy in a lot of activities. QH is doing absolutely wonderful. Housing is a great need for people in church, and we're trying to take care of that at the parsonage. It's even worsened in this area since housing prices are going through the roof. Gideons came, shared their great work. Our Bible study ministry continues. Teen Center is coming here and helping our teens in this community. Butch and Colleen's wedding was awesome, as was the gathering at the beach. All the plumbing issues we've had is done and complete. Circuit breaker was replaced. Hot water tank was replaced. Hollis is busy with the pastoral studies, progressing well. I am so blessed and thankful for Pastor John and Kathy, the board members, and this whole congregation. Alan turned the floor over to Kathy. Kathy went over QH and the Good Samaritan Inn mission and vision. Alan turned the floor over to Pastor John for pastor's report. He added a few highlights. Hollis and Kathy Stewart's wedding took place. We're glad. Agape Cafe still meet here. Teen Center still here. And Five Batsmans. Not certain what that is. He expressed for us to be on watch for the devil because he will try to devour us from all the good we are doing, but to be strong in the Lord and celebrate all that he has done and is doing. Alan asked for someone to move to close the meeting. Beth Ann Williams move. Dee DeNova second. Motion carried. Meeting adjourned. Closed prayer by Alan. So, do I have a motion to accept these minutes as read? Or is there any questions? No questions. Okay, do I have a motion to accept these minutes? Lou? Second? You second? Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay, that carries. This time we'll be blessed with a budget report, proposed budget, and what's going on in the world of finances by Anita. Appreciate you, Anita, and all your work. She's got some handouts there. So we're going to look at the proposed budget. It's up just a little bit from last year, not a whole lot, not excessively. Appreciate all the work she does. She's a busy gal. She sees numbers in her head at night and dreams about numbers. And it's a numbers person.
Thank you, Alan. We were blessed this year. We started out with $16,407.27. We had $51,914.59 in deposits, and our expenses were $43,783.25. So we ended the year with $24,538.61. It was kind of a strange year because we weren't here a lot, but God just blessed us completely with still people giving, and then we have a lot of activities going on here. We have the Teen Center. We have the Valley Vista meets here quite a bit. QH helps donate with the utilities. So all of those add into the income. Is that better? Okay. Okay. And so some of our expenses, the baby bottle fundraiser was $103. And I think we were in and out on that, too. We were with COVID, so that was still a good offering. We didn't get to do the Bible sticks because we weren't here. Business insurance was about the same. Charity, we gave $4,218.17, and that is, it goes to Bonner Gospel Mission. We give them 1%. 2% goes to Helping Hands, Healing Hearts, Life Pregnancy Crisis Center, and 5% goes to P&A. Let's see, we had the Christmas program. I'm just kind of going down the list and seeing anything, but we did $143 on Easter offering, And Christ's birthday offering was $768.64 that we sent into P&A. Fellowships events, that's Sunday, Roundup Sunday, and that kind of stuff. If we're short on Potluck Sunday, that's where that comes in. Gideon support was $216 this year. Guest honorariums, that's Rebecca Hoosby was here, and our guest speakers, too, all goes into that. And love offerings. Marcus Burt was here and sang for us, and we gave him a love offering. The repairs, we were at $2,770. A lot of that was the repair on the deck next door and just little stuff around here. The pastor's retreat, that's out at Western Pleasure. They do that every year. Our pastor's salary was $18,454, which it was $18,304, and then we did a pastor appreciation and a Christmas gift also. Supplies, that's the everything we need around here. Utilities was $7,268.81. And our website, which is the website plus our program that we use back there, was $499.76. So, does anybody have any questions? Okay.
What's P&A?
It's Pacific Northwest Association. It's the association that we belong to.
The church association? Or
yes, I believe.
It's the district?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a great question.
Yeah.
They are over in Seattle or east.
Yakima is the office.
Okay.
Is it supposed to be dated in 2018
and 19? No. Okay. The 16407, that was what we ended at in 19, and then the 24 was what we ended up in 2020. I changed that, but I don't see it. I must not have saved it. But yes, thank you. Yes, Linda?
We're wondering where is the children's change in
the Christ birthday offering or the Easter. That goes in as Pastor John does a deposit every month, and then it's added into, if before Easter, it goes into Easter, and after, it goes into Christ's birthday offering. And that's sent to P&A, So they send it to the missions?
Right.
Okay.
All those missions, all of those together.
And also loans, so we wouldn't have been able to purchase the parsonage without
them. The P&A district gave a loan to the church to build the parsonage.
But they're two different things, correct?
Each program along with an outreach. Just for everyone's sake, this is probably something we haven't talked about. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Taxes, purposes, and all that sort of thing. And so it's just
thing. They give guidance and help. We all work together. But again, they had no say over the congregation itself. And when the congregation needed help getting the parsonage built, they received a loan from the district. They have their own pool of funds, and they help churches in different ways. And so that's kind of how that worked out. Hope it makes sense. Our offerings go to Anderson for missions work. They coordinate missions work around the world. So, Alice, yeah.
Yeah, PNA is a great system. They, the education I got that they provided for me was I probably couldn't afford it on my own. A church this size probably couldn't not afford it to pay for it. And they had plugged me in to some of the other people we took out down in Florida, you know, and some of the best teachers and professors. And I would have never had the resources when I was in, you know, so they were great. And it's amazing for me how much they done for me for so little, and not saying that you have to give us a ton of money or whatever, you know.
Any other questions? Okay. Yes.
On the children's change, do we ever get any information back on what missions the money for that we're collecting for the kids goes to? Do we get pictures? I mean, do we know? Are we able to go on mission trips with them?
Yeah, and there is a specific program called Children's Promise. What is it again?
Yeah, it's called Children's Promise.
And you can also donate to that individually if you want. And we get reports on kids that we sponsor through that program. That's coordinated with the whole missions program of the Church of God. There are pictures on the bulletin board out there of different missionaries and some of the children's programs they work with in their specific locations. So, yes, we do get some information back through those channels, if that helps. But you can do that directly as well and learn more. Thank you, Shaney.
Okay.
And then there's echildrenspromise.org. What was that one? The jesusisasubject.org and then echildrenspromise.org. Children.
Okay.
Thank you, Anita. Thanks for many hours. Many, many hours. Appreciate it. Do we have a motion to accept this proposed budget and report?
Joanna.
Moved by Joanna. Second. Don? Oh, her? They're fighting over. Put one of them down. Okay. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay, motion carries. I'm also will take a vote on renewing 3-year term of service for Don and myself. Somebody want to make a motion to do that this time? Hollis makes a motion. Is that where he's doing that? Okay. Second? Mike, did I see your hand? Okay, Mike. All in favor say aye. All opposed, say the same thing real loud. Okay. Motion carries. I'm still here. This time I'll have my report. I want to share one scripture. It's a short scripture, so I'm not going to take too much time. I'm not going to preach, but it sure is tempting. No. This is one of my favorite verses. It's in 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. I'm reading it again. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us, always causes us to triumph in Christ. In my report, you'll see some ways that we've triumphed because of Christ, because God just actively did change things. Praise his name. Matter of fact, I want to say that some churches, COVID actually wiped them out. Financially, it destroyed a few churches. Socially, some of them couldn't hold together and just went by the wayside. I'm not talking about the majority. I'm just saying it was a trying time for the church. Thanks to all board members for attending meetings under trying times. We had COVID, of course, and also there was personal trials. Thanks to Pastor John, Kathy, and Hollis for advice and prayers. We even had a Zoom meeting during the shutdown months. Thanks to all church members who prayed and kept giving all year. Our finances were amazing. Just faithful people doing what God asked them to do, and it works. Praise God. It's that simple. Helping Hands has separated from the church by obtaining a 501c3 Form A. The cost was $230 instead of the expected $1,000. They have formed their own board to manage Helping Hands and the finances. AA asked to use the church a month or two. Agape Cafe used our church for a few months as well until their place was finally ready. The teen center has been busy here most of the year as well. Narcotics Anonymous has a contract with us to use the fellowship hall for meetings. They are meeting on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. Hollis is involved in this as well. Thank you, Hollis. Thank you for having faith, trusting us to do something with that too. Hollis and Kathy installed much-needed lighting in the children's classroom, and it was bad. It's very nice now. Other lights were replaced and repaired as well. We had to close the church as the China virus had become an epidemic. We enjoyed John on the internet many times. Our Passover meal was also canceled. We had a good church cleaning crew on May 16th, and the church reopened May 17th. It was so great to be together again. The spirit was very evident during the meeting. A bonfire, hot dogs, and s'mores event happened on June 26th at 6 p.m., a lot of limbs and leaves were burnt and made the neighbors a bit nervous. The fire department came, checked our permit, and thought everything was A-OK. John and Kathy donated a camera and converter to the church so video services can continue. Thank you very much. Pastor Chris Bassett installed a new soundboard from Harvest Valley Church in place of our old one. He spent much time with our sound system, replaced the kitchen speaker as well. Another big thanks. Thank you, Lord. Hollis preached on July 23rd and August 3rd as Pastor John and Kathy planned an Ohio vacation. But COVID troubles changed their area of vacation. Hollis did very well. He is also nearing the very end of the study course. We had electric failure with our furnace system as leaks from the roof worked its woe. Mike spent some time on the roof, resealed around the vent pipes, and furnace was fixed. Parsonage deck was decaying and sagging. Hollis took on the job of dismantling the old deck as older kids were hired to help. Mike, Dwayne, and others helped in the setup and installing the new Hardy Plank deck. Thank you all. A few minor notes. Our business insurance has been lowered from $2,575 to $1,940. Thank you, Lord. Our internet provider has changed to Northland Communications. We pay $50 a month, and the teen center carries the remainder. We have prayed for each other during many of our meetings as life seems to slap us in the face on occasion. Heavy burdens must be shared in prayer. Thanks for trusting us to do the Father's will. Respectfully submitted, Alan Osborne. So that's kind of what went on. It was a busy, very different year. This time we'll have Pastor's report. Pastor John Pomeroy, welcome, welcome.
Normally I'm down there, but since this is an official annual business meeting, I have to be up here. Alan has highlighted most of the things over the past year. I don't need to review that, but I do want to lift up a few other things. It's coming around, Anita. One of which is we promoted and celebrated three people receiving their perfect wings this last year, Carl, Brad, and Carol Lee. And so we thank the Lord for the understanding and the assurance that they were people of faith that were ready to go, and we look forward to reuniting with them when our time comes. Keep the faith so that you can be sure you have that assurance when your time comes. We also had the privilege to celebrate the baptism of Sherry and Michelle. She was here, Michelle, this last year, and looking forward to another one soon, hopefully with Libby, and anyone else who might have an interest in being baptized or rebaptized, we do that as well, so keep that in mind. We will be announcing when that happens. The financial report was highlighted, and I just want to take special note that in tithes and offerings through this COVID year, and Alan kind of pointed this out, it was amazing to me and inspiring, in a sense. The church upped their tithing $7,000 over the previous year in this COVID year. You know, so God is faithful, but you've been faithful, and as pastor, I commend you for that. Keep it up. God will continue to bless you individually and the church as a whole. And then overall, the difference you might have noticed from the balance of the previous year to the end of this last year was $8,500. And so there was other ways in which God blessed. We don't get hung up on the finances as such, but it's always worth noting when God is blessing and people are faithful to acknowledge that it's a gift from God, and so we've been blessed that way. The main thing over the past year has been Hollis's continuing progress, and he's getting very near the point where he will receive his official license, I think, the first of April, looking forward to that, and then probably another two-year process for the full credentials ordination, maybe, we'll see. But anyway, that's kind of a typical time frame. And so we commend Hollis in being faithful in your studies. They are pretty challenging sometimes. And we can see some of the growth happening in you. And as has already been noted, and we've shared the news, of course, that we have four more months of transition to the time that Hollis will become the pastor. That has to officially be voted on today, and we will give you that opportunity after I finish blathering. But I wanted to share a little bit something else that I received, a couple of letters that I think are appropriate to share now more than ever. This first letter is from a family that Hollis had helped. As you most all are aware, he leads a ministry called Grief Share, helping families go through a time of loss and grief. All of you. Oh, you and Kathy, I'm sorry. Yes, Kathy as well. Thank you for mentioning that. Sorry, Kathy.
She said
Okay, so keep note of that when these letters are in reference to you, that it includes Kathy. And the same thing with my better half. The first time I met Stu was at my son's baseball season. I always liked Stu. He was a great coach. Stu always taught my son so much. He really molded him into a great baseball player. A couple of years passed. I met up with Stu again in a different setting, though. He helped officiate at my uncle's funeral. I had no idea later in life Stu would pull me through the toughest struggles I have ever gone through. On April the 13th, 2020, my husband passed away. I couldn't believe my life was destroyed in a matter of minutes. My children and I's life would never be the same. We were all in rough shape, eating and sleeping, barely making it through the days. It was a couple of days before we were supposed to meet up with the funeral home. I fell asleep. I was exhausted, hadn't really slept in days. I had the most vivid dream. It was like the Lord had come to me and Stu was the one that needed to do Levi's funeral. It had to be Stu. I wasn't sure if Stu was still in the area. It had been a while since I had seen him. The whole family meets at the funeral home. There were suggestions about who would be the pastor at the funeral. Someone suggested someone, and I blurted out, "It has to be Stu. I had a dream about it." Everyone agreed, and the funeral home got a hold of Stu. From that day forward, Stu has been the greatest person in our lives. I don't think Stu knows how much he's done for all of us. He has gotten me back close with the Lord, taken my son under his wing, worked with him in getting a relationship with the Lord. Words can't describe Stu. He's an amazing, kind, caring, mostly of all a godly person. My family wouldn't be where we are without Stu. We are forever grateful for what he has done for us all. Can I give their names? Stacy, Sierra, Carter, and Jackson. And then I received this letter from the funeral home itself. To whom it may concern, it is my pleasure and honor to recommend Pastor Hollis Stewart for the position of lead pastor at the Sandpoint Church of God. I have known Pastor Stewart personally for 15 years and have worked with him professionally as a pastor for the past 3 years. I'm confident that Pastor Stewart's leadership, exceptional organizational skills, personal skills, biblical knowledge, and passion to teach and learn will make him a powerful asset to the Church of God and to the community of Sandpoint. As a man of God and a pastor in training, he has served several of our unchurched client families over the past 3 years. Several of these deaths were tragic in nature and involved children. Pastor Stewart ministered to them in the most kind, honest, and loving way possible. Several of these families have done additional Bible-based grief recovery work with Pastor Stewart and his wife with very positive results. In addition, Pastor Stewart is a well-known and trusted member of our community. He was a respected and successful youth sports coach in Sandpoint. When my son Brandon needed some private skill training, it was Pastor Stewart that I respected and reached out to for guidance. I wholeheartedly recommend Pastor Stewart Hollis, Hollis Stewart, boy, you need a new pastor, for the position of lead pastor of your church. I assure you that his commitment to Christ, as well as his high moral values, are without question. I have no doubt that your church community will grow with his dedication to the youth in our community and to their families. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Sincerely, Bart Casey, owner and funeral director of the Lakeview Funeral Home. And I don't know if you've heard or not, they actually gave Hollis a room there in the funeral home to use as his office and for the grief share meetings. And so that's a high recommendation from someone I know personally and respect his perspective and his recommendation. I felt it was appropriate to share those letters today before we actually take the formal vote of approval for Hollis. My suggestion, and I talked to Alan about this, is to, from this point forward until the transition is done, to up him from just ministerial intern to associate pastor, and then he would become the lead pastor 1st of July. So that's the heart of my report and what God is doing. And I just want to express again how much we have loved and appreciate you all. We have 4 months more to endure the long goodbye. And I say on your behalf, endure. As far as the blathering, I will still want to share with you before we're finished. But then, as you know, we're going to hang around and keep bothering you in different ways at different times. But we're very thankful and rejoice in how God has known, of course, before we knew this time would come, and has prepared the whole church for it. And so I just want to, with all my heart, recommend and say, yeah, it's time for us to celebrate and give a formal acknowledgement to what God is doing. And Alan will come back and lead us in that formal vote.
Changing of the guard does happen. We know God's hand is in it. We know God knows what he's doing, so we trust the Lord. I'd like to entertain a motion. Somebody make a motion that we accept Hollis as associate pastor till July 1st when he becomes our main pastor. Joanna? Second? It was somewhere there. I think it was Mike. I think he beat you with that. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Pardon?
Repeat it
what the motion was?
Yeah, please.
The motion was that Hollis becomes our associate pastor. On July 1st, he becomes our main pastor. And so Joanna made a motion, seconded by Mike, and we've said aye. Okay. Thank you, Dwayne.
Is there anything about kissing? About
kissing? Feel free to kiss. One more motion is needed that we adjourn this meeting. So move somebody. Alma makes motion, a second. Over there. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? John, you have anything else?
Okay.
So the annual business meeting is just a part of our celebration and renewal. And it's appropriate for us to offer ourselves back to the Lord in this, it's not a hymn, but a song of response. O church, arise and put your armor on. And as we press forward, it's time to arise. So stand up and share this song. And as always, the altar is open if you desire to pray here.
Hear the call of Christ, our captain, for
Thank you, Father, for that wonderful, awesome privilege to be your children and to come together to be your church. Thank you again, Lord, for how you've blessed over this past difficult year, for the opportunities we've had to share your love together and with others, and for the outreach that comes through this part of your body. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be a part of that and to see lives changed for eternity as a result. Help your church to continue to be on the upward climb and arise in this coming year. Thank you, Lord, that you go before us and lead the way. You prepare us for the changes that are necessary for your church to continue to be your radiant bride. We give you praise for it. We thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice in the answered prayers you've granted over the whole past year as well as in recent days. And thank you for Sue's successful surgery. We pray your blessing for her, relief from pain, quick healing, and renewed strength to function again. And bless her and her whole family through this time as well. Father, we thank you that we can celebrate the lives that have gone on and that we look forward to reuniting with again. And what a glorious day that will be when our time comes. Thank you that you've made it possible through your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for little Colton and his improvement and that he's given you praise in our midst this morning. And we pray your continued blessing for him and Mike and Brooke and their whole family. Thank you, Father, for being faithful in every need and concern represented here in this church. And as my forgetful mind wanders, I thank you that I can just know that you don't. And you know it all and you
are able to meet the needs that are there. And so we just entrust it all to you with thanksgiving and gratitude, knowing that you are listening every moment of every day to what we offer to you as others give expression of praise and petition.